From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, the military, backed by millions of protesters, has ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Celebratory fireworks and laser lights are lighting up the crowd in Tahrir Square. Elsewhere in Cairo, crowds are gathered to demonstrate on behalf of Morsi, and they say, mourn the death of democracy.
Morsi had refused to step down, and a deadline set by the country's military forces passed earlier today. Now Egyptian troops have set up around Cairo. The armed forces chief announced in a televised address that the country's top judge will hold presidential powers until early presidential elections are held. We'll hear shortly from a member of the president's party, the Muslim Brotherhood. First, an update on what's happening. NPR's Leila Fadel joins us from Cairo. And Leila, begin by telling us what the defense minister had to say.
Basically, the defense minister, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, said that the president is out. The chief justice would take power. Early presidential elections will be held, and a controversial constitution that was passed will be suspended.
And how has the former president, Morsi, reacted to the coup?
Well, on his official Twitter account, he has completely rejected this, saying that he remains president and the head of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. He called on honorable Egyptians to reject it as well on his Twitter account. And his supporters in the streets are calling this an invalid coup d'etat and the death of democracy.
Now, you're in Cairo. Tell us a little more about what's happening on the streets now.
Well, really, it's a mix of absolute celebration on the part of people who have been protesting Morsi's rule, saying their life has only worsened under his rule, that they were monopolizing the government and only doing what was best for the Brotherhood, and also severe mourning among supporters of this president, among supporters who voted for him in what they thought was a free and fair election, and now he's out of power.
Now, remind us how things reached this point. Mohamed Morsi has been in office for a year. On Monday, there were millions of protesters on the streets demanding his ouster. And, of course, the military is now in charge again.
Well, basically, it began as a drive for petition saying we want to give Morsi a no-confidence vote from the street, and many people dismissed it as something irrelevant. But on June 30th, millions of people came out to the streets, and almost immediately the military said, we side with the people of Egypt, and Morsi must solve this, or we will put in a roadmap. And today they did. According to aides to this president, he refused to step aside. He said the only way he would get out of power is if he was completely forced. And to this moment, he continues to refuse to step aside.
That's NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo. Leila, thank you.
Thank you.